Good morning. As we are gathered here to worship God, let us quiet our minds, hearts, and cell phones in preparation.
Good morning, Fair Plain Presbyterian Church. A warm welcome to those joining us on live stream or CD this morning, and that's everybody. Well, except for Kristen. We're glad you're with us today in spirit, and I'm glad we're all together, even though we're apart. If you're able to make our 9:30 service at 210 West Napier Avenue in Benton Harbor, we'd be delighted to welcome you after the pandemic is over. Thank you. Speaking of which, in accordance with the governor's executive order and what I believe to be the sound judgment of our session, I'm coming to you live from our home office. Kristen's filling in for Bill Cundiff this morning so he can stay home too, so some elements of the service may not be as full-featured as what you're used to, and they may stutter. We'll see. This service is a hybrid. It's live. If you're seeing me talking to you like this, it's live. There's some pre-recorded elements that I stole from a few weeks ago, like choir. So if you actually see people in the sanctuary, that's not live, and it says that it's not live in a few places. And our liturgist and accompanist and chorister recorded their parts earlier. If you saw Muyu playing the piano in church, that part was not live. The music was recorded this past week for us, but the video was recorded a few weeks ago, and I just mixed it up. Those of you who know music could tell that the keys he were playing weren't the keys that he was actually playing in the music. Also, Amy's husband Jerry graciously mixed audio of her singing to Muyu's accompaniment, so we have We have music. So we can, we'll be singing in our own home. So I thought it would be helpful to have at least one other person singing along with us. Thanks, Amy. Meanwhile, for future week's special music, Vladimir has graciously mailed me a DVD of his family singing, so they'll be doing a good amount of our special music for a little while, in combination with some archive footage I'm getting from Bill. Kristen and I are supposed to have high-speed enough internet to make this work, and for the moment we do, but I'm really feeling hopeful we'll keep that. We've had some problems the past few days with it, but hoping everyone who usually hogs the internet is asleep. If it doesn't work right, though, we're recording it to Kristen's laptop, and we'll upload it as soon as possible after the fact, hopefully in the quality that you're accustomed to. Announcement updates. Could you jump to the next slide? Oh, I'm over here. Please text your prayers of the people to 269-332-1118. Also, you might want to text announcements in so that I can double check and see. Basically, the biggest announcement is that everything's closed. We're still doing food pantry. Food pantry is still open. But everything else, the office, everything's pretty much closed. The only thing that is open, sort of, is if you mail a check to the church, which please still do that. If you mail a check to the church, Jill has agreed to be considered necessary personnel and go pick that up every so often to make sure that we're all still able to be paid, so I appreciate that. Again, remember to text in your joys and concerns. Also, I got an email from through the Ministerial Alliance from the executive director of our local Meals on Wheels. They have extra meals for those 60 and older who need them. If you could use one, please contact me at the number on your screen or one of the elders. Also, elders have agreed to call everyone about once a week while we're all shut-ins. So thank you to our elders for doing that. And I'm going to try to get to everyone more gradually, because when I called everyone a week ago, it was really great to be able to talk to all of you, but I didn't get anything else done. Next Sunday's Communion Sunday, normally. And it's going to be Communion Sunday now. Under these extraordinary circumstances, the Presbyterian Church USA has given us guidance that we can celebrate communion together from our own homes. So before the time of the service, you'll want to prepare some bread, maybe a slice or a small loaf of just any kind of bread. Actually, in some parts of the world, tortilla or rice cake or cassava are used. Cassavas, it's not a wheat product, but the idea is that these are the most common food products of those areas. So let it be something that you alone or you with others in your house can break or share. Prepare a cup of juice, maybe grape, preferably. You could do it cranberry, I guess, or wine with or without alcohol. If that's not available, even something like water or tea could work in a pinch, but preferably grape juice. Anyway, so you'll want to set those elements in the living room or the kitchen or wherever you participate in worship electronically with our faith community here. You might want to put them on a cloth or fabric that reminds you of a special time or a person who's deeply connected with you in the communion of saints. You could also light a candle or place a flower or a plant or the picture of someone you want to bring into the circle of faith beside the bread and the cup. Thank you for your preparation. Also, if there's a call and response in the service most of the time, if you want to hear much in the way of response besides Pete, and actually Jill agreed to do some of the responses, you'll have to say it yourself. And now, please join Pete Wendell in the call to worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praises to my God all my life long.
Do not put your trust in princes,
in mortals in whom there is no help.
When their breath departs, they return to the earth.
On that very day, their plans perish.
Please pray with me. Happy are those who trust in you, God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. You set the prisoners free. You lift up those who are bowed down. You watch over the strangers and uphold the orphan and the widow. But the way of the wicked will come to ruin. You will reign forever, our God, O Church, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I invite you to stand and join in hymn 293. This is my Father's world. Please join me in the call to confession. Too much news. I should turn it off and go for a walk.
You're not moving.
I know I should take a break from worrying and pray.
You're still worrying, aren't you?
Yep. Oh God,
we confess that we do not do what we know to do.
Instead of going for a walk, we turn on the news. Instead of praying, we worry. Forgive us, gracious God, and give us the wherewithal to listen to our own wisdom, which is a gift from you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Please join me for a moment of silent prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
It is God who is at work within you, enabling you both to will and to do, for God's good pleasure. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. We are reconciled to God, and we are reconciled to one another. Alleluia. Amen. Since we are reconciled to Christ and to one another, let us share Christ's peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. The peace of the Lord be with you all.
And also with you.
Okay, all right. What?
Yeah, we can go down if we can.
Sorry.
Since we have been reconciled to God and to one another and shared Christ's peace, let us respond by giving our tithes and offerings. If you have a check you're mailing to the church, please place it in an envelope and mail it to Fair Plain Presbyterian Church. Note, please refrain from sending cash in the mail. If you are using some form of online donation through your bank or retirement account, please use your computer or phone to do so through the links provided on the Fair Plain Presbyterian Church website. If you can't afford to give financially today, or this isn't the week to give, please hold your hands palms up as a sign of giving yourself to God. Please pray with me. O God, we thank you for giving us all that we have and all that we are. Please bless these gifts to your service and the work of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father,
Today's gospel reading is from Matthew, chapter 7, verse 1 through 12. I'll be reading from the New Revised Standard Version. Listen for the gospel of the Lord. Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. Why do you seek the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," while the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. Ask, and it will be given you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for bread, will give a stone? Or if the child asks for a fish, will give a snake? If you, then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? In everything we do to others, as you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Our Old Testament reading this morning is from Leviticus chapter 19, verses 9 through 18. This is from the New Revised Standard Version. The link is right up there above the display if you want to follow along there, or you can just follow along on the screen. Listen for the word of the Lord. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of your field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyard bare. Ryan. Ryan, we're in here. You shall not strip your vineyard bare. Gather the fallen grapes. Give me a minute. You shall not strip your vineyard bare or gather the fallen grapes of your vineyard. You shall leave them and the alien. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal falsely. And you shall not lie to one another. And she shall not fare. Give me a minute.
Ryan, we're out here.
You shall not steal, you shall not swear falsely, and you shall not lie to one another. And you shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your neighbor.
Dada.
You shall not steal.
Daddy.
You shall not keep for yourself the wages of a laborer until morning. You shall not revile the deaf or put a stumbling block before the blind.
Daddy.
You shall fear the Lord. You shall fear your God, I am the Lord. You shall not render an unjust judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor or defer to the great. With justice you shall judge your neighbor. You shall not go around as a slanderer among your people. And you shall not profit by the blood of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate in your heart any one of your kin. And you shall reprove your neighbor, or you will incur guilt yourself. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. The word of the Lord. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word.
Daddy.
For your teaching.
Daddy.
That we should love our neighbors as ourselves. Please guide us as we listen, and please help Ryan to calm down so that we can do this. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Could you jump to the next slide, hon? Sermon's called The Rest is Commentary, Go and Learn. Next slide, please. We couldn't connect this properly because if I've got the clicker, Kristen can't control the PowerPoint. It's not like church where we have both of them and we don't have the bandwidth. Yes, you keep touching me. So Matthew chapter 7 verse 1 says, "Do not judge so you will not be judged." Two observations about that. First of all, not judging other people is really hard. We'll get to that. And second, it seems like that's the only verse a lot of people actually know. Like, if someone says, "Oh, I'm a Christian, and I don't think you should be doing that," the first thing they'll say is, "Well, doesn't the Bible say, 'Do not judge, lest you be judged'?" Well, yeah. So then they quote us, and then we feel convicted. But the thing is, oops, what's happening? Yeah, jump to the next one, yeah. The thing is, we really like judging people. I don't mean like we in the sort of general sense that I sometimes use, we like doing things, but I really mean other people. I mean me personally. I really get a lot of enjoyment out of judging people. Like, I'll go on Twitter and I'll read about things that various people are doing or not doing, and I'll just judge them and start feeling really good about myself. But the problem is, the second you tell somebody you're judging them, they get really mad and they start saying, "Well, doesn't the Bible say, 'Do not judge, lest you be judged'?" And then I get even more irritated. And I start looking for excuses to judge people. And come on, you don't need excuses. Have you seen the news? There are so many people who are just ripe for the judging. Yeah, so if you... is that the next slide there? There we go. Yeah, you see what it says there. But Jesus, I really like judging people. And if you could zoom in on that screen, you actually can't. But if you could, you'd see it's a picture of me. It's really not. But if it was, if I'd had time, you'd be able to zoom in on that. If we had time, I could have photoshopped myself in there. But again, this is really hard to not judge people. Because, honestly, I started thinking about this while I was working on the sermon. And the very next day on Twitter, I was judging people. In fact, this morning, before I came in, I was just judging people. And it's so, so hard not to do. And it's such a really difficult spiritual exercise to not judge people. But look, here's one thing. If you skip to the next slide, we've got Jesus teaching about not judging other people. What happens right after you judge somebody? The judgment you make, with the judgment you make, you'll be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get. And that is such a good point. I think it's the next slide. Yeah, I think that's true, because the most satisfying kind of judging is when you judge other people for judging you. Like, I've never felt better about judging someone than when I thought that they were judging me, and I thought, how dare they judge me? And I'm, like, judging them for judging me, and you know, I think we could probably keep going with that and get a couple more layers where they're judging me for judging them for judging me for judging them and for judging me. It just turns into a mess, and you just get the layers of this, of judging people. Next slide. Whoa, okay. This is Newton's third law of motion, which is objects... no, that's the first one. What was the third law of motion? Newton's third law. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So if you judge someone, they judge you back. Next slide. How can you say to your neighbor, let me take the speck out of your eye while the log is in your own eye? And I was going to grab a 2x4 from the garage, but I just didn't have time. This one sometimes irritates me. In fact, most of this irritates me. Jesus keeps telling me stuff that I don't like. There's this idea that, well, before you judge somebody else, you should stop and examine maybe the fact that you're missing a lot of things. And again, like, this is especially true if I'm making an argument for justice or something, and someone will say, well, you know, clean your own house first. Make your own bed before you try to deal with the social inequities in the world. And A, I don't want to do that, and B, I think it's also important to recognize that there's injustice in the world and try to work to resolve that. But I wonder if maybe the log that's in our eyes, some of us, is that we can't see what's keeping other people from seeing so clearly what we can see. Maybe the log, one of the logs in our eyes, is that we can't see what's keeping other people from seeing what we can see. My friend Jay Beatty will sign most of her emails, or at least had for a long time, with this line, everyone is fighting some kind of battle, so be kinder than necessary. Be kinder than necessary, because everyone is fighting some kind of battle. And goodness knows, right now we are all fighting some kind of battle. God knows, right now we're all fighting some kind of battle with this being ordered to stay in our homes, and it's exhausting. For those of us with kids, it's exhausting because we've got the kids running around keeping us from getting anything done. And for those of us who don't have kids, it's exhausting because we've done everything twice already. Speaking of kids. If you didn't hear that, that was Ryan talking and running around outside. But yeah, we can't take the speck out of somebody's eye. Have you ever had somebody try to take something out of your eye? What's the first thing you do? You shut your eye so they can't get their fingers in your eye. They close it. Or you ever try telling someone a truth that they don't want to hear? Gosh. When you try to tell somebody a truth that they don't want to hear, they'll get really mad. So sometimes what we have to do is listen. Sometimes what we have to do is listen to other people and try to take the board out of our own eye. But there's the other kind of board, not just that we don't know what other people... Maybe we don't know what's keeping other people from seeing, which could be that we're just being a jerk about it. Proverbs says the tongue of the wise makes knowledge acceptable. Maybe the other thing is that we don't know. We might have a huge blind spot that we don't know about. Something that we should be doing that we're not. So that's in there as a possibility of things that might be the 2x4 that's sticking out of our eyes and keeping us from seeing clearly, to take the little speck out of our neighbor's eyes. And the truth is, we've all got 2x4s in our eyes. And we all have specks in our eyes that other people with 2x4s want to take out. But what it comes down to is, can you jump to the next slide? Jesus basically says, if that doesn't convince you not to waste your time getting into fights with people, try this one. Next slide. Nope, sorry, my bad. The previous one. Thanks. In case you haven't guessed, the screen and Kristen are over there. Do not give what's holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them underfoot and turn and maul you. So, if that won't convince you to stop getting into fights with people about stuff, maybe you could just be like, well, I'm not casting my pearls before you swine. And you can just calm down and focus on, like we talked about last week, seeking first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. Next. And Jesus wraps up this little section. I mean, honestly, this is the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, so about 2/3 of the way through. And Jesus wraps this up with, in everything do to others as you'd have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. And when Jesus says this, he is sort of echoing the wisdom of a rabbi named Hillel. Could you skip to the next one? He lived from about 110 BC to 10 AD, allegedly. We know he died in around 10 AD, but we don't have the exact birth date. Tradition says he lived to be 120 years old, just like Noah. No, not like Noah. Just like Moses. Next. Wait a minute. Go back. Sorry. There's this great story, and you can see, if you can look at the slide, you've got a guy standing on one foot. And there's this great story about Rabbi Hillel. There was a Gentile who was thinking of becoming Jewish, and he went to one of Rabbi Hillel's younger contemporaries, Rabbi Shammai, and he said, I'll convert under one condition. You teach me the entire Torah, the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible, which is sort of the essential part of the Bible for Jewish people. You teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one foot. And Rabbi Shammai had a yardstick, give or take, in his hand, and he chased the potential convert out of the room with a yardstick. The answer, of course, was no. And then the Gentile went to Rabbi Hillel. And he said, I'll convert under one condition. Teach me the entire Torah while I stand on one foot. And Rabbi Hillel said, next slide. That's fine. Rabbi Hillel said, that which is hateful to you, do not do to your neighbor. That is the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go and learn. That which is hateful to you, do not do to your fellow. Oops. That's the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go and learn. And that's beautiful. And but at this point, that tradition has shown up for Jesus, who says... Next slide, I think. Nope, not the next slide. That tradition has shown up by the time that Jesus shows up and says, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's part of the tradition. And that is, honestly, one of the most beautiful pieces of Christianity that, and Jesus talks about this in other places, and he says that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And he says, this is the whole summary of the law and the prophets. And then, of course, you get questions like, but who is my neighbor? And I'm sure that'll come up later. Ryan just walked in. Come here, kiddo. Come here. Come here. So, in conclusion, that which is hateful to you, you do not do to your fellow. That is the whole law and the prophets. The rest is commentary. Go and learn. Let's pray.
Amen.
God, we thank you for technology that allows us to connect with one another, even though we're all separated and apart in separate rooms. And we thank you for small children who remind us not to take ourselves too seriously. And for cell phones that go off while we're praying. Please guide us as we continue to deal with this pandemic and with our response to it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. From Jill Wendell, a praise and a joy her grandmother, Joanne Kuhl, called this week from the nursing home. She's doing great and sounded well. I was so glad she called me because she doesn't usually have a phone where I can call her. And I got another message from Leslie saying we have no audio. But that was previously. Thank you for letting us know that we had no audio. Whoops. We also have a prayer request from Robert Smith, and he sent it on video. You can actually, I believe, send me videos to this number or my cell phone number, which is normally printed in a bulletin, but I didn't put it on the website because I don't want to get calls from scammers. Could you roll the video of Robert's prayer request? Thanks.
Okay, we need a prayer request for Andrea Corpolongo and her family who live in Cincinnati. She is the wife of my nephew and has contracted COVID-19 last week. So prayers for her quick recovery in Cincinnati. Thank you.
I guess I need to be over here.
Any other prayer requests? We're continuing to pray for people in the pandemic and who are dealing with all kinds of difficult situations. I don't have any more prayer requests that I'm seeing other than turn the sound on. So let's pray. God, we thank you that we can join together in worship even though we're separate in our separate houses, in our separate places, in our separate homes. We pray for everyone who's stuck at home who wishes they could be outside, and we pray for everyone who has to go out and do essential duties in the middle of a pandemic and wishes that they could stay home. We pray that you will give those who govern us wise, the ability to make wise decisions and to do the right thing to keep us all safe. And we pray for those who are working to do create vaccinations and other ways to keep us from getting this illness spread around. And we give you thanks for Ryan, for and his ability to speak to us. We also pray for Andrea Corpolongo in Cincinnati, and we give thanks for Jill's grandmother, Joanne, who called this week from the nursing home and is doing great and sounded well, and that Jill was able to talk to her. God, we pray for our world that you will help us to live in the middle of all this. Pray that we'll be able to stay connected and to take breaks when we need it from the news and from everything that might exhaust us, and for those of us who are able to go outside, to be able to go outside. God, we pray these things all in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now please join. I invite you to stand and join in hymn 339, Be Thou My Vision. The strength that you need to love your neighbor as yourself, and may we all find the strength that we need to maybe ease back on the judging and pull the 2x4 out of our own eyes, and may we get through this pandemic together, and may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all from this day forward and forevermore. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen.